So we are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Rish Mem Dalad, which is talking about which malachas could a non-Jew do for a Jew on Shabbos, Siv Gimel, we're on page 10. In Banu in Mehudim Li Yisrael Bayis B'Shabbos B'Isser, if non-Jews built a house for a Jew on Shabbos, prohibitedly, it's appropriate to be stringent. Shlo yikonsu bo, that one does not enter into such a house. Hagra says Rama, miu however misni Yisrael min Yehudi, if the Jew made up with a non-Jew. Shlo yilas lemalach b'Shabbos, he knows the halach, and he told him, don't make it on Shabbos. Ve'ein Yehudi aso bal korche, and the non-Jew is like, that's it, I'm doing my job, and we're doing it Saturdays. Lamar l'hashem lachti says, I gotta be finished with this job. In law, Chustin Yeronah should be concerned, that's the Mordechai in the beginning of Perek Mishahofach, Rabbi Yeruchim, and the Beisir Sipan, come on. Says in Mishabura, Sivkot Nyotas. If non-Jews built a house for a Jew on Shabbos, Be'isr. Hainu. What does it mean, Be'isr? Shalhi Be'kibaylis. That it was with a contract. U'betecha tchum, inside the city limits where Jews live. Du asr, Rak Mishamaris Ayin, where really it's permitted. It's only prohibited because of the appearance of wrongdoing. The Emma said that they did not show, but really the non-Jew's doing it for himself. But kind of like we mentioned, because when you do something with kablanas, you pay him for the job, he could do it whichever day he wants to. And however, people don't realize it, and they think maybe you hired him to do it on Saturday. So therefore, it's only prohibited for Maris Ayin. That's the case we're talking about. Because Avon Hoy Yischir Yoyim, if they were actually hired laborers, he paid them per hour, per day, the Medina Aser, which that Meikar Halach is forbidden, Yesh Bezeh Isser Mitzara Dimedi Eved. That's actually, even after the fact, is Aser Meikar Hadin. It's not like the words in the Mechaba that it's appropriate to be stringent. Because the Magen Ram, that's what Magen Ram writes, Chimuch Gam Kin Da Sabach, Lein Schir Yoyim, regarding a day labor, Chinkaz V'Chay Adam, the Schir Yoyim, Aser Medina Bin Yizeh, it's Meikar Halacha, it's forbidden, Shumilsud of Hezek, because it's a public thing when you're dealing with a building, and therefore it's forbidden lo'ilam for him forever, and for others the amount of time it takes to wait, the amount of time that the Shabbosim that they had work. Come on, we're going to see later on, look over there. However, there are some who are lenient, which Sharatzina Eschafal brings down, that it sounds like this from the Taz and the Sift, and he writes that if he, even if it was done with an Issa Gomer, it's not Asr Medin, it's only Nochon Lahachmer. And this in Shidduch HaFeis of Yudal, that's over there because it's a disgrace for a Jew to be buried in something that was explicitly having Chilas Shabbos that was done for him, as the Taz writes over there in Eisud Gimel. And he veers over there from the Pinyin Magen Avraham and the Rambam that it's by old Fahesia. So some are lenient in Haralacha. No, the Apikai Gabin, even the case of that it was done with a schir game in Asa Medina, it's not forbidden. Meikar Halacha, so you just have to wait the amount of time. You have to, you know, you all the Saturdays that it was done, all those hours, you would have to wait till you move in. Finally, come on, Mishnah Chafes, where we discuss these different opinions also over there. Sivkat Nchav. So whichever case we're talking about, the halacha, the Mechaber says, Nochel Hachem, it's appropriate to be stringent. Achrim Kass with the Achrim Right, but the Eved Yeshlismach Mekablanes, that after the fact, one could rely that if it was done with the a contract of kablanas, you can rely on al dasher in the town. Mutul adabay, you're allowed to live in such an apartment. Not for latzma, even for himself. Meaning, in contrast, sometimes it's for lacherim, not for the person himself. And mechemisis abanim taking that care so too with the chiseling of the stones and the fixing of the beams. And even kablanas, if it was done with the job versus the payment of the guy per hour per day, yishlahat b'diavad l'shakar b'minyan, you can permit after the fact to now put it into the structure, and you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam, which we had mentioned previously. Sivkat Nechav Aleph. But in this Ikra Alocha, the Mechaber is saying that one should be stringent, shall he come to by one should not enter into this building, says Mishra, lo'ilam, forever, and even others. Avol, mekamakam, however, mutu lohanis memen, you're allowed to have benefit from it, olamachal in Yehudi, and to sell it to a non-Jew. Which Sharatzi Nois Chavdal brings, that the nafkimin from this is, according to us, although we said you could be meikol by kibaylis, but for us, regarding Schir Yoyim, regarding if actually a guy paid this guy that he picked up at the street corner and he has them working for him on Friday night, regarding others, that's where the halacha would be, that that for other people, even they would be forbidden to enter, and it would be permitted, however, to sell it to a non-Jew. Sivkan Chabbez. The Rama brings, however, if let's say the Jew stipulated with a non-Jew not to do malacha, and the non-Jew does it balkarcha, right? Someone means to say of al tanai. He violates the conditions of the contract. So he does not have to be concerned with this. You don't have to protest in the non-Jewish builder, the worker, when he's doing the work. Mangan is not so excited about this halacha. The kibush mechuber, since we're talking about something that's attached, meaning like a structure, anything that's real estate, it's a public thing. There's the suspicion of those who are seeing this shle yedush, that they're not going to know that he stipulated. How does that help? Why would you not have to protest? As Shartzina as Chafei brings, that look at the Ali Rabbah, that his opinion is that metaltlin, even if it's a movable thing, but it's in the Jew's house, also has halacha like karka. So he brings v'chein be'el yirab in this kasha, look at the Shul Mardechai. The Rabbi is also bothered by this primary halacha of the Mardechai. But can't in law, because one should not be in regard to this. Ella, rather, yirlimchisle, actually, he should protest. And to stop him from what he's doing. Shar Tzinez Chavav says, Pasha that b'macha, according to everyone, is effective even by karka, because what should he do? And the Magen Avraham is not bothered only because he's explained, like we said, like the Magen Avraham himself later on, Tufkov Mem Gimel. But if you protest, okay, fine, that'll help. However, you don't have to give them money to stop. The guys, they're not stopping, so he says, do me a favor here, take $500. Now, since he originally stipulated, and it's agreeable, so therefore, that you protested, yeah, but you wouldn't have to pay them. Adkan advar. That's the end of his words. Mashmal Shani sounds like from his words, but if you didn't stipulate in the beginning, you just said do the job. And then Saturday, like, oh, you can't work. It's not enough for just protesting. You have to actually spend money to get them to stop. Nirshan, time of the Pasha, and it would seem the reasoning is because he was negligent. He should have stipulated this in the beginning. But he says, you have to look into this, to the halacha, which he says, look at the Bi halacha, the Shar Tzin, Ois Chav Zayin, the Maschel Bahai, the Maschel Bein Yehudi, where he discusses this halacha. Siv Daud, Malachis Vahesia, a public activity, a filba metal, from the Lamatas Malachis, a filba metal, even by movable item, green Tzvina Yidul Yisrael. Let's say everyone knows this is the Jew's boat. Didn't command lechas mechuber has the same halacha as mechuber, which were more stringent than other amiris la'akim. So at the shart, the sifkat and chavkimah says mishbar hayduli Yisrael. But it's known that it's the Jews. Like let's say it's a Jew's car. In my risha isa is b'shuz Yisrael. We're not talking about he's doing the Jew's domain. If that's the case, even if it would be just a regular movable item, it would also be forbidden. Even by movable item, it's forbidden. In my does in the Jew's property. Not in his house. It's by the car mechanic. Everyone knows this is his car. And that's also forbidden. Not specifically, if he does it out in the open. If it's discreetly in the shop, in Lachmeva, one does not be shunikin mukhbis and mishun beis, sif gimel. Sif hey, says Mechavim, Sachin Yehudu Lishon Lishtaim. Someone hires a non-Jew to work for him a year or two, shift the they should write for him, specifically for writing. Weave a garment for him. He could write and he could weave on Shabbos. He looks as if he set a price for him. Shech to believe Sefer should write, you know, the finished product, should write a book, or Sherek Begad, or should weave a garment for him. He could do it whenever he wants to. And there it's considered that he did enough. No, who? That is as Gedin Tabob. As long as he doesn't calculate every single day what he's doing. So, and he shouldn't do the malacha in the Jew's house. Yesh Misha Isis, some say it's forbidden, B'seich in Yehudah's moment you hire a non-Jew for a specific amount of time. It says in Mishpah Sivkot and Chavgal that if someone hires a non-Jew a year or two, Sheikhtabloy, to write for him. Because Magid Ram writes, Kavan Zeram, the intent of the Ram, Kedar Chassarim, the way ministers have, Sheesh, Lohem, Sif, Miuchad, they have a distinct scribe, or Chayt Miuchad, or a specific table, Shabachal, Shatzar, Chassar, Lichtab, whenever the minister needs to write, B'chuy, 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 he has to write for him. Ubeish in Tzarchim, and he doesn't have to. Yesh, but he just sits and does nothing. He's allowed to write or weave on Shabbos. He does it whenever he wants to. The Jew doesn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. He wants to. He can do it tomorrow.
The Jew doesn't gain that what he does on Shabbos. But if he hires him to weave constantly in this year, or to always be writing, to write on Shabbos. Even though he's not particular regarding if he doesn't do a certain day, the Jew gains if he's doing it today. No, even such a case, Rambam would consider that as kablonis. Because he's not particular if he doesn't do a certain day. Because you're right, of course, in particular, that he shouldn't miss any day, 7 days a week. Forbidden according to everyone. As if you command him to do it on the day of Shabbos. Also tells writes, if he hired him to finish a sefer, a book or a garment in a certain amount of time, it's like he's particular. Behind that is bishidu, that when it's known, the yevshel ligmar, that you wouldn't be able to finish him unless he does it also on Shabbos, which the Sharatin Islam brings that the Ram did not permit only if he doesn't have to finish a certain malocha and he's not makbid on bituli. So continuing to Mishnah Berurah, that the afshim, yin the satsma biyash balal, now although technically he could push himself and he could go and sit through the night, yochel ligmar b'chol, he would be able to finish it even if he just does weekdays, but he can't even still have as a kimitzav alolas v'shabbos, like as if you command him to do it on Shabbos. Can't be apri magodim, kabanosi, and b'rim magodim explains his intent, v'skim emay negi el yirab, and he agrees with him, not like the el yirab. Or let's say he should weave him b'chulu, harize, b'chulu, kin tzorchon, this is what it should say, sivkot n'chabav, as long as Shleach Shemai doesn't calculate, and someone needs to say Shleidak, it shouldn't be particular, but he misses any one day of his work. And he shouldn't do it because if it's in the Jew's house, then even if a complete contractual agreement is forbidden, like we see later on, some say it's forbidden when you hire a non-Jew for a certain amount of time. Who does the Rabbi? That's been the Rabbi. Not like the Rambam. According to the Taz that we mentioned, we understand easily the Rabbi. This really holds. Yeah, Davshin Makrab Betuli, even though he's not particular that he's not doing work. The Jew's gaining every single day he is doing it, including Shabbos. But that's the Magid of Brahma now. Even according to the Magid of Brahma, it also makes sense. The Spirit of Rav, the Rabbin holds, the Shom Abrich, the Jew does gain by him doing a Shabbos, even doesn't have to do every day. Because the Shem, it's Tochem Lamochelech, maybe tomorrow, Sunday, he's going to have also something else to write. But the Yuchalash and the Mekach is not going to have to do both at the same time. And therefore, ultimately, he's still gaining by him doing it on Shabbos. Be'a Loch and Dirim Maschel, Be'en Yehudi, Asob HaKorchoi, that from the Ramah, that if he stipulated with a non-Jew not to do Malach on Shabbos, and he does it against the Jew's will, so then you don't have to be concerned. And the Mishnah Berurah had referenced this, as he says, Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sivkot and Chabez. This is Rebbe Naaman Eli Rabba, and explained his reasoning that you should have stipulated in the beginning. And if you didn't, therefore you're responsible, even to suffer a loss, to have to protest that he shouldn't do the work on Shabbos. He says, L'chayu could be a raya from the Gemara with the Zodav Chabez. It sounds like over there that only according to Rebbe Shimon Lazar that we say to him that to the non-Jew, and he listened, but according to Rebbe Lil, the Enyudi would not listen. And therefore, he said it's forbidden over there to lease out to him his merchats from the beginning, because for sure he's not going to listen afterwards when you tell him afterwards not to eat it on Shabbos. That's the case here also regarding Kablanas. He was negligent that he did not initially stipulate with him because at the end he's not going to listen. That's how Rashi might cut in the Pidbeis, explains that Mekabli Kibbolz B'Toy B'Chum is also, that is forbidden to give him Kibbolz because he can do it on Shabbos. So obviously, we don't rely on what you're going to protest afterwards unless you stipulate with him in the beginning. That's also, according to Rashi, for sure permitted. That's how he explained the story of the Eli Rabbi. He says, Ladina, because from the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch quotes his words in Sif Aleph, it sounds like the Kabbalah is permitted to give him over like a tchila. It's just that when Shabbos comes, he should protest and he shouldn't let him do the malacha. Regarding Merchats, also the Rambam writes that it's forbidden to lease it to him like the Lashon of the Gemara. Obviously, you have to differentiate. Regarding Merchats, which is totally leased out to the non-Jew, Mishnah will hold that he's not going to listen to us to stop on Shabbos, which is not the case by Kabbalah, where he's working for the Jew, that then maybe that would work. The Maschad didn't come by Melech Mechuba, that Metatlan that's well known is like Mechuba. It says, look in some Rishon Beis, Sivik Yimel. The Mechaba writes on this halacha that Yesh Lahach Mevelasma, or lesser, one should be stringent and to say it's forbidden. Sounds like that he's not writing this Me'ikar halacha, which contradicts what he says over here. That's what Mogen Ram writes in some Rishon Beis. Then the Gaon Dizik commentary also writes over there that it contradicts what he says over here. Now, Ladin is something from the Achrenim to the Shabbos, the Shulchan Acharav, the Chai Odom, that they hold what he says will be here to be the primary, and that sounds like Magram himself also, that it's Me'ikra Adin, and not just a Yesh Lahachmer, the lesser. The Bi'alach and the Maschal Yesh Mesha Oiser, Mechaber said, some say that actually, if you hire in your lizman like the Raivid, that it's forbidden. So look at the Eliyahu Rabbah, his opinion is to rule like the first opinion. Or look at Chila, again, it's good and appropriate to fulfill also his opinion, because the Magid Mishnah also remains with this halacha of Tzarchin. Labush also writes in Mastaba the opinion of the Raivid. But it sounds like that Labush is explaining their machleks like the way we said the Taz holds machleks. And see, in the way that the Magid Avraham says, according to everyone, it would be permitted according to the opinion of the Labush. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 19, Mishnah Berurah said that this halacha of Siv Gimel, that if the non-Jew built it be'isser, that it was a kablonis. The problem is because it's in the tchum, so it's also only because of Maris Ayin. Now, even if only part of the house was built on Shabbos, the Shubis Elvachal Shalom Shalom Kulgit says it's forbidden, because since the reason of the is because of Knas, and just like other malachas that were done on Shabbos, you can't have a bitl barayv. And even though most of the house was built during the weekday, it would be forbidden. He adds on that this is also the kavan of Shulchan Aruch, because it's not possible to build the whole house in one day. And even so, the Shulchan Aruch says it's forbidden to have benefit from this house. Now, a house that was built on Shabbos through a Jew, the Chuba Sigis Mercher writes, L'chayra, it should be forbidden to have benefit from it. Now, though, in Shulchan Aruch, later on, Tzimin Shunir Ches, you're going to halacha Maisa Shabbos benefiting something that was done through a Jew. You don't have to read much Shabbos B'chadei She'as, and here the halacha is more lenient from a malacha that was done through a non-Jew. However, since the issue was done b'fahesia in public, it's possible that one should be stringent when it was built through a Jew, like when it was built through a non-Jew, that it should be forbidden even after the share, quote-unquote, b'chadei She'as, amount of time of how much you gained by it was being done on Shabbos. But it means with a tzarchin ladina. On the other hand, the Tribush of Alevi writes that the issa to have benefit from something that's done by Fahesi is dafka by something that was done through a nachri, by a non-Jew. If it was done through a Jew, it's actually more lenient, but lamaisa, one should be stringent regarding it, because a mumel chalal Shabbos, a renegade Jew who desecrated Shabbos, is like a nachri, is like a non-Jew regarding this. Regarding a sukkah that was built on Shabbos through a Jew, Tribush of Alevi writes, one should not go into it to become the mitzvah sukkah, even if he does not have another sukkah. Dish number 20, on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that, okay, if a non-Jew built it b'isra on Shabbos, it's appropriate to be machmer not to go into it forever, and even someone else that it was not built for should not go into it. Now, even though regarding a non-Jew who digs a grave on Shabbos for a Jew, the Shulchan Aruch writes later on Shin Chafei that's permitted for another Jew to be buried over there. Well, the Rambam explains over here that that's dafka when the non-Jew dug the grave from on his own, and the Jew did not command him to do it. But here, where it was done with the tziva of the Yisrael, the Jew told him to do it, one should be stringent, even a different Jew should not use this house. Dish number 21, the words of Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chabez, where it sounds like from the Eliyahu Rabbah that if you did not stipulate beforehand, it's not enough just to protest when he's coming to build on Shabbos. You actually have to spend money to stop him. Now, regarding the reward of someone who does this, Kavachayim brings that it was a story with a wealthy person that spent a lot of money not to let a non-Jew build his house on Shabbos. And then one day, there was a huge fire that ravaged the city. It came, the fire near his house, Hashem Yisroch brought a wind, and his house was saved. And he adds on, that if that's his reward in this world, all the more so it's going to be his reward in the world to come. Now, the Mishnah Berurah said, it would seem that the reason that Eliyahu Rabbah is because the guy was negligent, he should have stipulated this from beforehand. Now, if someone hired a Jewish contractor, and he stipulated with him that he should build it only during the weekday, not on Shabbos, and the contractor violated on the stipulation, and he hired non-Jews, day laborers, to work on Shabbos, Tshuva Shekhez Mesh writes that since that there's a loss, and also the Baal HaBayis was not over Isser Lifnei Iver, because he told him not to work on Shabbos, it would be permitted for him to enter to live over there in their house, but he should wait the amount of time in the weekday, B'chdei She'asa, how much the work was done on Shabbos. And even though it's such a situation that the Baal HaBayis was over Lifnei Iver, writes over there, however, that's not a reason to make it forbidden to live in the house, especially in our times, that most people build with kablonis, not through Sechir Yayim. So it's not really, shouldn't really be a problem about Marasai. And when the Baal HaBayis stipulated with the work is not to work on Shabbos, it's just that he's not sure did he warn them enough, and he thinks that maybe he could have tested and subdued them not to work on Shabbos, and maybe they would have listened to him. Tshuva Shabbos writes that we don't have it in our ability to be stringent out of doubt, because this whole Etz Malach is not really Mekar Adin, it's just a Nacham HaHachmer, and therefore would not be awesome. Edition number 23, on the words of Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chav Dalet, in this halacha of having someone that you hire for a specific job, like writing or tailoring, and that the Rambam holds it's permitted because the Jew doesn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Now, a Jewish lawyer that has a non-Jewish partner that or some secretary that does for him things on Shabbos, whatever he has to do, Chuvik Mechazitza writes that even if he doesn't tell him explicitly to do it on Shabbos, it's forbidden because he's considered as a shliach of the Yisrael. Issue number 24, that we said that because if he wants to, he could do it the next day, and therefore the Jew is not gaining what he does on Shabbos. Now, a non-Jewish worker that works by a Jew, and he has to work a certain amount of hours in the week, and he wants to do his part on Shabbos. And true, I believe he's inclined that since the Baal Bais doesn't gain anything, that he should have to work on Shabbos, there's no profits for that, so that would be permitted because the Agdar B'Kabban Skir Yoyim regarding Melech on Shabbos depends on the Melech of the Nachri, if he's doing it for himself or not. And since the situation, non-Jew doing it, he could do whenever he wants to, and the Jew doesn't gain when he's working on Shabbos, it would be permitted, even if it's B'Skiris, even though he's getting paid for the hour. And even the Rebbe that disagrees on the Rambam and holds that it's not like Kablanis, that's only because the Jew gains from the work that the non-Jew is doing on Shabbos, by this that the Nachri is available to then do something for the non-Jew for a following day, or he's gaining this that he's doing it quicker. But if not for that, even the Rebbe would agree there's no Isser, and even though the non-Jew gets paid by the day, by the hour. Issue 25, in Sifkaten Chav Ches, Mishabura says that according to Magen Avraham, the understanding of the Rabbit is that Yisrael gains that what the non-Jew does on Shabbos because he might need him tomorrow to write, and he can't do both at the same time. For this reason, a non-Jew that his job is to wash out the utensils of a Jew on Matzah Shabbos, and he wants to clean it on Shabbos and to heat up water for that, Shem Zaman rules that if his intention with the heating of the water is so that his hand should not be cold, it's permitted because he's doing it for himself. However, if he's doing it so that the fats should easily get off from the kelim, so that he could do it now, that's awesome, because it comes out the Jew's gaining that he's doing it on Shabbos, not waiting for much Shabbos when it's going to be much harder, and therefore that's a benefit for the Jew, and therefore that would be forbidden.